Yeah, I wonder if he's packed the boardies for Cottesloe Beach or gone down the Margaret River and just having a little...
Well, I saw him with the beach in the background last night doing a little stand-up. So he's obviously over there with the team, as we know. Denny gets all the inside breaking news on Channel 9. Best in the business. We'll check in with him, eh?
Morning, Denny.
Morning, boys. I can tell you about the time zones. I've been up since about 2 a.m. I'm an early riser normally. I've been walking the streets of Scarborough looking for a coffee joint that's open. I found one.
How'd that go?
I'm good now. It's just I'm at the Livers Skate Cafe. I'm having a coffee. I'm happy. I feel like my day's half over, and it's 6 a.m. here.
Welcome to our world, Dan. Yeah.
Oh, mate, how do you do it? No wonder you blokes are nuts.
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely bonkers.
Speak for yourselves, you blokes, agree?
The funny thing, look, the interesting thing is, right, that Queensland are only coming over here on Thursday. And I don't know whether that's going to be an advantage for New South Wales, because they'll have got used to the... I know it's not a huge time difference, but it is a time difference. And Papua to play cricket over here. And I don't know if that affects teams or not. But New South Wales decided to come over early. And they're, I guess, acclimatising, for want of a better word, to the hours and getting used to that sort of thing. It does impact you, there's no doubt.
It did for us, but again, we're playing a five-day game. So if we're playing a test match, we'd like to give ourselves at least a week. And again, we're getting up earlier because the game's starting at 10 or 10:30. But, yeah, interesting to see if it has that impact on, you know, one game, one Origin game. And I think the other thing as well, you're a bit tired. I'd imagine, Lodge, you know better than anyone, playing an Origin game, I don't care if you've had no sleep or the world's best sleep, the adrenaline, you just flick a switch and you get on with it for that day.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where you might wake up early, but the game's on early too.
Yeah.
So you're not having to...
6 o'clock here, isn't it?
Yeah, so you're not having to wait around for that 8 o'clock kickoff.
I'm just looking for an edge for the Blues.
Yeah.
Well, Denny, I think the edge is coming. I know there's a lot of criticism around the amount of changes to the squad, but I actually think this is a better team than game one.
Yeah, look, the private conversations you have with them, with the Blues right now, is that, yeah, they think they've... You know, they don't say we got it wrong in game one. They think they've got it better in game two, particularly around the balance of the bench. That's what they keep talking about, and the balance of the team. And they feel like they, you know, they've got it right this time around. And there are a lot of things to like about what they've done. Where it's interesting, I think Benny might have talked about it, but, you know, are we copying Queensland? I know that I speak to Gus, and Gus says that you don't want to be doing what Queensland have done, because you're a step behind them. Yeah. And that's in terms of the hooking role and sharing the hooking role. But it can't be a bad thing having an outstanding player like Appy Korosau doing his stuff for the Blues first up, followed by an equally outstanding player in Damien Cook. They're a couple of real strikes. And we talked about New South Wales lost it in the middle in the ruck, and I think that's a clear that's a reaction to it, as is, you know, a desire by New South Wales not to be pushovers when they're defending, and not to be I guess the good guys and the clean skins when it comes to tackling.
Denny, let's assume that we have got selection right in this game. Is a week's preparation enough time for these individuals to come together as a group?
Really interesting, Pup. They've got a training session today, one again on Wednesday. They have Thursday off to have a big session again Friday, and a captain's run. That, to me, that feels like a lot in the lead-up to a game. Okay. Laurie would be probably far better placed than I would be, but it's a short turnaround. That feels like they're cramming a lot into a short amount of time, and I hope they don't run out flat. Laurie, would that be a...
It would be, but what they'd be looking at is obviously low intensity and not staying out there too long. So they might, instead of having an hour and a half session, it might be a 40-minute session, and it might be at 50% rather than 80%.
It's interesting, Loz, like some of the sessions that initially were sent out on the media advisory were 2.5 hours. So,
really?
Yeah, like so, like 10 till, like we were told, yep, you can get there at 10 and get the warm-up, and that finishes at 12:30. Hmm. I think today that might be a bit different now, but initially they were the times we were given. And that's long, long.
Yeah, that might include weights.
Well, no, that's when we're at the ground. That's when we're at we're only
2.5 hours. Oh wow!
That was the initial. That was in the initial media.
They're playing at 2020 first.
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't. Well, I don't think it includes their weights because that's when we're told to go to their field sessions.
Yeah.
Whether there's also weights included, but they usually have a break and then do weights as well. So I don't know. Like I'll be interested to see how much. They're actually doing. I find that fascinating that, you know, that it is a new team and it is a short turnaround. But I've spent a bit of time with Freddie at airport and over here and waiting around to do a couple of media things. And he's as relaxed as.
That was my question, Denny. You know him as well as most and you've seen him and worked with him. How's he feeling? Is he still the same? Or can you notice a bit of a change in him?
I know there's a change in you and Laurie towards the end.
Yes, there was. I was angry.
Wasn't he angry? I was back in the dark days.
Dark.
Dark. Oh, God. Excuse me, Mr. Daly, can I get a chat? Before you see Loz in there.
Then it'd be no, sir.
Yes. No. Sir Daly.
There was none of this, g'day, Denny, or no, in a minute, mate. No.
Back off, Widler, go away. look, I think at the moment he's chilled as, you know, typical Freddie. Yeah, he's getting around, smiling. I was interested. We're doing the earthing and all that sort of stuff today, but he seems pretty relaxed. But he knows the pressure's on. He knows what's at stake. He's not silly. But what people underestimate about Brad Fittler, I guess it was like with you, Laurie, as well. You might be really nice guys off the field, but you're as competitive as anyone, and Freddie has that real ruthless competitive streak. And he won't want to lose to Queensland, especially in two straight games, especially after making changes to his team. So there is a lot at stake for Brad Fittler, and I think he likes the challenge. You know, but if they happen to lose, you watch people come out and bring up everything Freddie might have done differently.
Yeah.
And criticise it. It'll happen for sure. It'll happen for sure. Like anyone who's succeeded in their own way, if they don't succeed, that's when all the things they did differently get brought up and criticised. So I'm hoping for Brad's sake that he gets through this. And I'm more confident that New South Wales will win than I was in the first game. I didn't have a lot of good feelings going into that game. I'm not a great tipster, but I think that, you know, I think New South Wales feel like they're a better team to me now. Whether they can come together in a short space of time, that to me, beyond anything else, getting their sessions right and training well and getting their combinations right, that's the biggest challenge right now.
What about Perth, Denny? The conditions over there, as Loz mentioned, the game being played a bit earlier, does that suit New South Wales more than Queensland, or doesn't change too much?
Pup, I don't really know. I won't lie to you. I mean, look, I don't really know. I think that it's a great stadium. I know that much.
Yeah.
Playing whether the week of being here helps New South Wales, or whether Queensland are just going to come in and, you know, they're training in, you know, they're in there playing their banjos and whatever else they're doing in Queensland and having fun in their camp, and they just come over here and do a hit-and-run job on New South Wales, which, you know, it could happen.
Do you think there's much excitement over there, Denny?
I only got here yesterday, and look, I was down at Scarborough Beach with the team, and there weren't hordes of fans sort of gathering around them, but there was the odd fan coming up wishing Freddie good luck, or the players good luck, and saying how much they're looking forward to it. But I guess we'll know more, like, once we're at training today, and then I guess later in the week as well. I think there's a fan engagement on Saturday, but I think both teams have to go to that. So they are doing something to promote the game, which is good. I do think people like rugby league over here, but it's definitely not not the top of their, you know, top of their thought list.
How did Damien Cook take his, well, let's call it demotion, even though, you know, you could probably argue it's just a tactical move, putting Coruscant at nine, but how's Cookie respond?
Boys, he's more nervous about having to get up for your show. I saw Gutho yesterday. I said, you bumped me out of my slot. I hope you're getting up early for the Tuesday slot. He was laughing at me. I don't think he got up, did he?
No, he didn't. Nah. He didn't. He brushed us.
And I said that the Cookie was going, oh, God, the hours aren't good. So, look, I had a bit of a chat to Cookie yesterday. And as ever, you know, you're not going to meet a better bloke than Damien Cook and a more reasonable and level-headed guy. He's taking it as you'd expect him to take it, in his stride. He's just happy to be in the team, and he wants to make a contribution, and he's got the right attitude, and he probably knows it'll benefit his game having Appy there. Like, he, whilst the focus won't be on him as the out-and-out superstar number nine, he wants New South Wales to win.
On the contrary to Brad Fittler, if Billy Slater pulls this off in his first two games as Origin coach, I mean, his standing all of a sudden as a coach goes through the roof in such a short space of time, doesn't it?
Tigers coach.
Well, honestly, he will be linked to jobs sooner rather than later.
Will he be linked to one? And that'll be to take over from Craig Bellamy. Yeah. I couldn't see Billy, and I'm sure if he wanted to coach, he'd have, you know, if he has success, he could pick wherever. But I just see that fit being Melbourne, more so than anywhere else.
Look, I think unless he's a horrible failure in Origin, he could tell Melbourne he wants that job when Bellamy finishes. Unless he really does badly, if he's just even mediocre, I think Billy's the one that would like to take over. He's got he's always been an edgy sort of character, I think, Billy. He's very popular, has the million-dollar smile and all of that. But I reckon to you, there's a tough
he's
bloke.
Ruthless.
Billy. Oh, he's ruthless. Yeah. And he played ruthlessly. Like, you know that, Laurie, the way he attacked New South Wales. And he was win at all costs, wasn't he?
I used to have this argument with my mother. She loved him. Billy could do no wrong. And I'd say, Mum, you should see these things that I'm seeing on video that he does.
those files you used to put with Laurie.
Exactly.
The Slater files.
Oh, I had plenty of them. And you just sit there and go, how can this bloke get away with that?
He did. He played on the edge, and he was an unbelievable player. Like, you know, like they're talking, you know, is he the greatest ever fullback? He may well be. When it comes to coaching, I think that he's got that same nice baby face smile that he presents to everybody. But I reckon around the team, he would be, you wouldn't want to do the wrong thing by him. I think the players would really respect him. And he could translate that to club football without too much of a problem. You should see, like, the preparation he does, even for his work in commentary with Nine. He's well-researched. He's got notes. He does a lot of work to look as good and as easy as he does on camera, and the way he presents as a commentator. He works tirelessly on what he does. But whether he... You know, whether he wants to put him through the ringer of coaching, coaching a first grade side, that's another question altogether. But I've got no doubt if he wanted the Melbourne job when Craig finishes, I don't think he'd have a problem getting it.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Now, speaking of potential coaches in waiting, Sam Burgess and Souths, what's going to happen with the Arara Valley Axemen coach?
Look, he was odds on to go to work with Wayne Bennett about 2 weeks ago. I think he'd actually made up his mind. But my intel is that after that horrible first half, I think there's now some pressure being applied to Sam Burgess from South, in particular Russell Crowe, to say, hey, listen, we don't want to lose you to the South Sydney club. And we'd like you to be having a coaching role with South probably starting next year. It's a decision Sam's going to have to make, but I don't know whether he can say no to Russell Crowe or South Sydney, given the backing that club has given him and his history at that club. And he's also got to consider whether he wants to sit behind Wayne Bennett or not for a couple of years and learn. That's obviously a big carrot. But you never know what could happen at South Sydney, either the way things are travelling at the moment. It's not looking particularly flash. I think they've got a lot of difficult decisions to make in coming years as to the direction they're going to take, particularly in the halves. And they need to sign some outside backs as well. So I think South's they're in a spot where they're going to have to make some serious decisions.
It's a fascinating decision for Sam, isn't it? Given his loyalty to South and Russell Crowe, and it's a romantic link for him to go back there and help out. But is it best for him and his future moving forward as a coach? Because I think as a coach, if that's what he wants to do, and this is no disrespect to Jason Demetriou, I personally would be saying to Sam, mate, go and spend as much time with Wayne Bennett as you can.
Yeah. Look, and I think that, but it's always hard sort of coming in after Wayne Bennett too. I don't know how many clubs have really progressed where Wayne's been the top coach and then he hands over to somebody else. And does that club always do well? Does the new coach always do well? Off the top of my head, I can't really remember too much of that. Mm. And that's the other thing I think Sam would have to consider, like what Wayne's going to leave. And I actually think right now the Dolphins are a complete mess. I think the whole introduction of the Dolphins has been handled really poorly from the top of the game down. That they are struggling, I think. They've got to play games of football pretty soon, and I don't think they've got some good hard heads in the forwards, and they've got a rising young halfback from Penrith, but I don't get excited by anything I see from the Dolphins. And I think they're more than if Bennett's there for 3 years, it'll be a huge achievement for him to turn them into any sort of competitive force in that time.
Has Gus found his man at the Bulldogs in Mick Potter?
You reckon I can go, maybe, Potter. Welcome back, Potter.
He's giving nothing away still, the great Augustus.
Did you see 100% footy last night?
If I would have watched that, I would have been up all night.
No, he said that...
Hasn't spoken to anyone yet?
No, hasn't. They're just here and now. They're here and now at the Bulldogs because they want to make it attractive for someone to potentially apply for the job down the track. They're not worried about anything in the future. Right. They're worried about the right now.
Well, they're going all right now under Coach Potter.
They are.
Like Cameron Giraldo, if he was watching that the other day, reserve grade, the Tigers got flogged by the Dogs. And then first grade, the Tigers get flogged by the Dogs. Now, there's been an argument that the Dogs are one of the worst teams in a long time over the last few years, and the Tigers get flogged by them. That can't be good for... It's not a good sales pitch, is it? Tim Sheens and Justin Pascoe and Lee Hatchipatelis would have been fuming after watching that. But, I mean, that's... if you're trying to sell a club to someone and there's another club, apparently going for the same coach and get flogged by them. I know you don't make decisions on one game, but it wasn't a good selling point. Unless it maybe puts another couple of $100,000 on Serrato's price tag. That's what it might have done.
Yeah, no, you're sitting there.
I can't imagine Ivan Cleary's promoting the Tigers either. Saying great things to his 2IC.
Pop, I asked Ivan about that. I said, look, there is some paranoia coming out of the Tigers regarding both you
coming out of the big sports breakfast.
You're Captain Paranoid. And he said he's only going to be a sounding board for Cameron. He's not going to tell him what to do, but he said he's not going to talk the Tigers down in any way. So you can only take people on their word, pup.
True.
And I'm taking Ivan on his word that he's going to give Cameron an ear for advice and to listen to, and he'll let him make his own decision because he is his own man, but he's also the sort of bloke who he's so thorough, it's ridiculous. I think he spent 6 hours asking questions of Sheens and Co. The other day, and I reckon he probably could have gone another you know, 6 hours as well, just because asking stuff, because he wants to know everything about that club. He wants to know what's under the bonnet before taking any sort of leap.
Well, we appreciate you joining us at about 2 a.m. over there, Denny.
You could have rung me earlier. I mean, up for an hour. I could have done Gutho's spot for you.
Well, no, we really appreciate it, mate, and hope it's a good week for you.
Yeah, can't wait for the game.